a special name for, you know, the one on the left or the one on the right?
No.
And what would you use to cut the grass with?
A lawnmower.
Okay, is that the power-driven one? Or?
Either one.
You'd call it, there's one kind that you just push.
Yeah.
And you'd call that a lawnmower?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the ones that you can ride?
I guess a riding lawnmower, I don't know.
And something you'd use if you were planting a garden or something, you'd flowers maybe, a little thing you could hold in your hand.
A trowel.
Hmm?
A trowel.
Okay. What about the one that's got the three prongs at the end of it? That you use for scraping up the dirt? Only it's small, like the trowel.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't really know.
Did you ever do any of that kind of work? Did you?
I do a little bit of it now.
Do you have a garden?
Do I have a garden? Yeah.
What sort of things are in it?
Well, mostly flowers and small trees and bushes and things like that. And we've tried a few times to grow plants, but somehow we never go through with it. You know, they grow up and then bugs eat them and that's the end of it.
You mean like vegetables?
Yeah, we planted some pumpkins and things like that one time. But what happens is we go away or we go over the coast and then all that stuff dies.
What would you use to cut the hedge with?
Shears.
Okay, is that power driven or hand operated?
Mine are hand operated.
What do you call the ones that are power driven?
Electric shears.
Okay, and if a large tree limb broke off or came down, what would you use to saw it up in firewood length?
A power saw.
Okay.
A chainsaw.
What's the difference?
Well, I guess really, yeah, the power saw is something different. The power saw is something you would use to cut lumber.
The circular blade?
Yeah, with a circular blade, whereas a chainsaw has a big chain on it.
Mm-hmm.
that pulls the small little blades around that cut the wood.
What would you use, this is maybe a little bit more old-fashioned, but a long time ago, if they wanted to chop a log, they'd take an X-shaped frame. You know, drive the pole this way and one this way, join them, you know, to keep it from sliding apart. Have an X down at this end and another X at the other end. And they set the log in that, you know, see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What would they call that frame?
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
What about the thing that carpenters use? It has an
horses.
Hmm?
Horses.
Okay. And if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, he'd say that he was doing what? And he's unloading it and going back for more. He'd say all morning he was
carrying wood or something like that.
Okay. Did you ever say hauling or drawing or carting wood?
Well, hauling, but not drawing or carting. I would never use those terms.
What sort of things would you haul?
Well, the thing I think of is trash. But wood, I would think you would certainly haul.
Mm-hmm.
Shells. You know, in a big truck, people haul shells in a big truck. We bring a load of shells and dump it in front of your house or something like that. What else would you haul?
What do you call those kind of trucks that are open at the back?
Pickup truck.
Okay. What about the other kind?
A van or a steak truck or, you mean an enclosed truck?
Yeah. What's a van or a steak?
Well, a steak truck is really just a big open back truck with a fence around it. You know what I'm talking about?
What do they use that for?
Well, I guess you could carry most anything in that or haul it. I don't know.